would there be places where, say, people would have their own stores, you know, certain nationalities would have their own stores?
No, not particularly scattered all around.
I see. But the Bucare would have?
Right. Bucare is one. But they scattered all around.
Yeah. Where would the rich people live? All of the rich people?
Well, most of the rich people are out in Metairie and out up in Carrollton. It'd be nice for you sometimes to get your streetcar. Get a Pinchon streetcar and ride all the way around.
Garden District, isn't
it? Mm-hmm, go. Well, the Garden District's all up here. Now, when you leave here, you can go in the Garden District. It's all the way here from on the other side of Pinchon, between Jackson and to all the way up the other side of Louisiana Avenue. And you can take your car and ride all around in that section all on the other side and you get a good view. Now if you want, you can just take your car and take St. Charles Street and just keep right over and keep all the way around at the Carrollton and ride all around. You'll see a lot of buildings there and it's a section there. Or, you know, all over they have these sections where they have it.
And then would the car bring you back?
Mm-hmm.
You have to turn it around, get out and turn it around?
No. You don't have to get out there. But I mean, if you want to, you can go in your car and follow. You see? You can go in your car and follow. And like you leave here, you go in or go right out of Jackson Street if you want to either Josephine and go all on the other side of out there to around Magazine Street. And you
mm-hmm.
see a lot around that section if you want to. Then you can keep all the way up to maybe, just use your own judgment if you want, and keep all the way up and come right on around. And you fall right into Carrollton and ride all the way around. You find yourself, you're back in Canal Street.
Were there places where just most of the middle class people live, you know? The area you said you lived where black and white lived together?
Yes, yeah, at that time, but after a lot of moved out. And mostly now, most black people live in one section, and the whites, they usually live in another. But not all the time. Some of them are in, you know, live in that section if they want to. And they have some beautiful homes, you know, out in Pontchartrain Park. It's beautiful out there.
Yeah. Where did most of the poor people live, Miss?
Well, like in this neighborhood.
Well, do they live here? Okay, but. Did they have other places, you know, where they would build things for them, build big buildings for them?
Now there's a big building down here. As you go down Simon Bolivar, there is a senior citizen's home. That's the only big building we have, and those are for senior citizens. You know, it's a nice place. You go right down the street and you walk into it. It's about the next block off of Martin Luther King. I'm so used to saying Malcolm X, they just changed it to Martin Luther King. It's the next block from Martin Luther King. And you see this big building on the side of the street. That's where all the same citizens live. It's a lovely place. And the church on the other side, that's Union Bethel, that's the church I bought.
And then there's also the projects, isn't there? You know what those are?
Oh, yes. There's a project up this way. Well, I don't know if you'd be too particular about seeing the projects, but you get your car and you can ride all up in that section. Make about two. When you get up to Louisiana Avenue and you ride all around and you run into the projects. A lot of them up there.
Okay. Where were places that you like to go in the city when you were younger?
Hey, Blake 19. Hey, Blake 19, love bug. How about you, love bug? Hey, yes, it do be long dog trying to make the hookup, boy.